This is Shiur 17 and final Shiur, Bezal Hashem, on Megillat Rut. We are holding in the middle of Pasuk Tet. Vayomer Boaz, this is Perek Dale Pasuk Tet. Vayomer Boaz, Lazakenim v'chol ha'am edim atem ayom. Boaz says to the elders and to the people who were by the gate, which means the Dayanim and other people. Edim atem hayom ki kaniti et kol asher le'Elimelech ve'et kol asher le'chidyon u'machlon miyad Naomi. And people said, v'gam et ruta Moabiyah eshet machlon kaniti le'isha. You are witnesses that I acquired everything that belongs to Kilion and Machlon. We covered that. And also ruta Moabiyah, I took eshet machlon, I took it as a wife. La'akim shema v'nachalatu al nachalatu. Edim atem hayom, you are witnesses. And we spoke about why he keeps saying you are witnesses, because we wanted to establish that over here what he is doing is completely legit, and he is doing it because she is, you know that she is worthy of me marrying her. Don't come later on and say that she was not worthy of this. You know her, you know that. All the people and the elders who were by the gate said, Edim, we are witness. This is the middle of Pasuk Yud Aleph. Till over here we covered. Now, in the middle of Yud Aleph, they say, Yiten Hashem et ha'isha aboel betecha. Hashem should give, or should make, this lady who comes to your house, kerachel uchle'a. Like Rachel and Leah, Asher banu shetehem et bet Yisrael, that both of them built bet Yisrael, the eshet chayil, va'aseh chayil be'efrata, and she should be able to develop herself as someone who is oseh chayil, someone who is established, who is successful, be'efrata in Efrat, ukrashem be'bet lachem. And she should establish a name in Bethlehem.
Are they saying this about Ruth?
Yes. And one more pasuk. These are the berachot. V'hi betcha, and your house should be kebet Peres, like the house of Peres. Asher yalda Tamar liYehuda, that Tamar gave birth for Yehuda. Min hazera asher yiten Hashem lecha min ha'nahar hazot, from the child that Hashem will give to you from this girl. So Malbim says that the zekenim were giving Boaz three berachot, one beracha for the wife, one beracha for Boaz himself, and one beracha for the children. The beracha that they gave to the Isha is very interesting, he says. He says, they said that Hashem should make this lady like Rachel and Leah. Why like Rachel and Leah? Because just like Rachel and Leah came from a house of an Oved Avodah Zarah, Lavan, and they joined Klal Yisrael, and they were such tzadkaniyot that they built the house of, you know, Bet Israel, so do this lady who is coming from Goyim. She's a Bat Akum. She's the daughter of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Right? But she's coming to your house. She should be through her Sidkot, just like Rachel and Leah, that when they married Yaakov Avinu, they built Bet Israel. She should also build Bet Israel. So that's a bracha for Ruth, who's coming from the outside. Rivka also came from the family.
Yeah, but it wasn't mentioned.
Because, so, Rashi points out over here, that why did they say Rachel and Leah? Because they were the children of Yehuda. Yehuda is from Leah. They acknowledged over here that Rachel is Akeret Abayit. So that's why they got involved in Rachel and Leah. They didn't want to go back to Rivka and Sarah Imenu, but rather Rachel and Leah, who came both from Laban. But why did they say Rachel and then Leah? To tell you that they also agreed that Rachel was Akeret Abayit.
Explain the brachot. I think they have a bigger question.
Yeah.
I mean, can you always give bracha to every chatan and kalla? That they're giving a bracha here? I mean, this is the normal bracha, common bracha that they used to give back then?
No. Well, I don't know. But over here, over here, it needs a bracha because since Boaz asked for their approval, for their acknowledgement, that here we're talking about at Edimatem, you are witnesses that I'm doing the right thing. They are not just saying, yes, we are witnesses, we are approving. Not only are we approving, we are also giving a bracha to it, that you should be successful, Tag. Boaz is worried that later on people are going to come and say that, why did Boaz marry a Gioret? Even if you say, Amoni velo Amoni, Moabit velo Moabit. But Boaz, leader of Kiral Yisrael, should marry a Gioret. So Boaz was establishing that you understand she's different. You understand?
Did they know?
That's what he was telling them.
No,
Boaz is telling them. That's what he says. He says, you understand that she's an Eshed Machlon. She's not just stomach Gioret. Eshed Machlon means that she has Ruach of Machlon inside of her. We spoke about it last time. Ruach of Machlon, she has it inside of her. She's not just a Stam, a Gioret. Okay? You also know her from her Sidkut, from her stature, that she's a Chashuva lady. So, Edimatem, that I'm not just marrying any stomach Gioret, I'm marrying someone special. They said Edim, yes, we acknowledge that. And not only that, we even give you a bracha.
That enforces his brother's, his uncle's position that he was worried to get married. So here Boaz has
No. Ploni Almoni was worried that they're going to argue with Amoni below Amonit. Boaz is not saying that. That halacha, according to Boaz and the Bet Din, is clarified. Boaz says that, Lemase, I am the leader of Kelar Israel. Even if this lady is mutar to marry a Jew, but why should a leader of Kelar Israel marry a Gioret? Ploni Almoni was not the leader of Kelar Israel, so he didn't have that problem. He was worried that they're going to say that she was Pesula. Here, Boaz is not worried about that. Boaz is worried that they're going to say, she was not Rawi for you. So he needs to say, you know, her Chashivut, you know the fact that she's the wife of Machlon, and therefore I need to do this Chesed. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, when they came back from Sedeh Moab, she came back with Naomi, as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael, she became a Gioret. They needed a Beddin. So when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they had a Beddin. We give a Gioret.
How come they didn't make the same similar kind
of notion that Roy was our
leader with Rachman? For
Yeshua? Good point.
What's wrong with the Gioret?
Nothing wrong with having leader of Kiran Israel, so they're going to say, like, you know, he should marry someone who is Meyuchas. If he's going and marrying a Gioret, could be he's marrying her because he fell in love with her, he's marrying her because this and that and the other thing. So he's saying that I have a good motive over here.
In the eyes of the people, doesn't it bring down Gioret if
he says it? It's a Mesiut. Okay, the Gemara says. The Gemara says. The Gemara says they wanted, the day that they wanted to remove Rabbi Gamliel from the Mesiut, they were discussing who should become a Nasi. Right? They say what? You know, can we make Rabbi Akiva? We can make Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because he's a Ben Gerim. He doesn't have Zechud Avot. There is something to it. Oh, is that degradation for Rabbi Akiva? No. It's a Metziut. He doesn't have Zechud Avot. We can make Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Yeshua was the Baal Plukta. Okay, make Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Because Rav Elazar ben Azariah came from from Ezra Sofer, he has the Chudavot, and he's also Talmid Chacham, and all of those things.
If she becomes Giyoret in Eretz Yisrael, how she could inherit the Nachlon? Because
you have a good question, but these are covered in the Shiuri before. So you listen to the recording. So that was the first bracha they gave her. The second bracha was for Boaz. They said, "Va'aseh chayil be'efrata," right? That you should be able to be successful in Efrat. The lady should be, the lady should be like Rachel and Leah, and you should be able to be oseh chayil be'efrata. You should be able to be successful in Efrat. Baiter, that's a bracha to him because Efrat was his city. And the next bracha is for the children. That says, right, Ukrashem bebedlechem, that your name should get established in Bethlehem, Aseh chayil be'efrat ukrashem bebedlechem is a bracha for Boaz, that he should be successful in Efrat and Bethlehem. And the next pasuk Yud Bet, that says your house should be like the house of Peretz that Tamar gave birth for Yehuda, is a bracha for the children. Because, you see, Zohar HaKadosh says that the children who come from a Yibum are not going to have an easy life. Zohar HaKadosh says Eov had a very difficult time. Eov was a Ben Yevama. She was a son of a Yevama. And the Neshama had come back, so usually a son of a Yevama is not going to have an easy life. Good. Maybe he wasn't. Zohar HaKadosh is going based on the Shita that he was a Ben, that he was Jewish, and it's a Ben Yevama. Right? Some say he didn't even exist. Right? He was only a marshal. Fine. And because the Maaseh is a Chesed, because the Maaseh said that the Neshama goes, we're going to talk about what the Chesed is.
The first child?
No, the first one. Ben Yevama, the first one. And Zohar HaKadosh says, even David HaMelech, who were a Ben Yevama, was not really supposed to have a good established life. Unless because of the Zechut of Adam HaRishon, who gave up 70 years of his life, and the Zechut of Avot, and because of that, so that is how David HaMelech, who came descendant of a Yevama, survived. Everybody's Yevama? Adam HaRishon gave up 70 years of his life for David HaMelech, as I said. So here, Peretz also came from a Yevama. Peretz came from Tamar, who was a certain type of Yevama. So, you see, Peretz, though, was successful. Malchut came from Peretz. So, Malbim says that this was a bracha. That's why they compared her, v'yeh betcha kebet Peretz. Why not kebet Yehuda? Why not kebet Nachshon ben Aminadav? Why kebet Peretz? Because just like Peretz was the one who was born from a Yevama, and he did not have any difficult time. He had a good life. And not only that, he was zoche to come to Malchut. Right? So too, the child that comes from this Mishpacha should have the same situation. From this girl should have the same situation. So this was a bracha that even though the child is going to be a child of a Yevama, but still should have a good life, a successful life, a life like the life of parents.
Why is that? Why do they give a child to me when it's going to have a hard time?
Okay.
Why should you even bring it?
That's what Chesed has to. You bring it because the Torah says you want the Neshama to come back to go through the Tikkuni. Okay, so let's go one more step further, then I'm going to share with you something. Vayikach Boaz et Rut. Boaz took Rut. Vatehilo leisha, and she became his wife. Vayavo eleha, and he came to her. Vayiten Hashem lo herayon, and Hashem gave her pregnancy. matelet ben, and she gave birth to a son. So
there's a problem.
Yeah.
What does the person say? Nara. She's not Nara. She's 4 years old. She's like a.
Or she's a brand new gear. She's brand new.
I don't know. Okay. I did not see Chazal on this. It could be that maybe Chazal say by Chazal say by Yochevet. That she became young. I don't know. Maybe it's just.
But it's not the first person now. The whole Gemigilat Rut, he mentioned as her.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Pasuk Vav. And now, second, it says Nara.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Nara Moab, yeah.
Right.
A lot of places in Nara.
Right.
Is that a question here?
Right. The question is why Bichlav throughout we refer to as Nara. I don't think I came across. I don't think I came across. Okay. So Vayikach Boaz et Rut. So over here you see that the Yibum was not a regular process of Yibum. Vayikach Boaz et Rut means that he did Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Kicha kicha misadei Efron. That's Ma'aseh Kiddushin. But Ilo Leisha, she became his wife. That's Ma'aseh Nisuin. And I mentioned last time that in the beginning of the parak when it says that Boaz gathered 10 people, Chazal said the 10 people was for Brika Nisuin. From here we learn that for Brika Nisuin, for Shah Barachot, under the chuppah, you need to have 10 people present. So that's Vateilo Leisha, and then Vayabo Eleha. Then he came to her. If it would be Stame Yibum, he would have come to her right away. But it was a process of Kiddushin. Vayiten Hashem La Herayon Vatelet Ben. Now,
was the situation like all the imahot that she couldn't have pregnant?
Chazal say that she, I don't know, like other imahot, but Chazal say that she couldn't become pregnant. That's why she didn't become pregnant. And it was the bracha that Boaz gave her. That
Boaz was the king.
No, back then Boaz gave her a bracha, and through that bracha she became pregnant. Now, that bracha worked. The bracha was that when she comes to see Boaz.
Oh yeah, yeah. After she slipped there.
Bayom beruch ad laHashem biti, beruch ad laHashem. That bracha that you beruch ad laHashem. Gave her heroin over here. And when Naomi gave a bracha to Boaz, when after Ruth came back and said, I went to the field of this guy whose name was Boaz, no, even before that, she said, V'im akirech baruch, the one who took care of you should be baruch. So, from that bracha that she gave, Boaz was able to have a child at this age. So Rav Shlomo Alkavitz, Rav Shlomo Alkavitz?
Boaz got a bracha or Ruth got a bracha?
Both. Ruth got a bracha from Boaz, Boaz got a bracha from Naomi. And this way each one of them was able to have a child.
Why Boaz did a bracha?
Because at this age I guess he needed to have a child, to be able to have a child. He was 80 years old. So that's why he needed a bracha to give him the power to have a child. So Rav Shlomo Alkavitz, you know Rav Shlomo Alkavitz? Lechadu Divrei Tehillah. So he has a sefer on Ruth. He says that Al Pi Kabbalah, the reason that a neshama comes to as a Gilgul is for one of the three things. Either a neshama did something bad that needs tikkun, and that's why it comes to Gilgul, so it would get the tikkun. Or the neshama was not able. Well, let me say it. It says there are one of the three reasons. The three reasons are either Avram, Yitzchak, or Yaakov. Avram is Midat HaChesed. Midat HaChesed means that there are situations that they're coming only to do Chesed with Bnei Dora. Now, for some reason, this Neshama is able to carry out some Chasadim for his generation. That's why he comes back as a Gilgul to do those Chasadim. That means even if the Neshama does not need it as a Tikkun, but it's coming mitzad the aspect of Avraham Avinu of doing Chesed to others. Okay, so you have to understand why the Neshama wants to do that. But that's one reason. Another reason he says, of course he gets the Neshama. Every time you do something good, you gain. Another reason he says is a Neshama who needed a certain punishment because a certain tikkun for whatever it had done in the previous Gilgul comes back to Gilgul. That is the midah, keneged midah of Yitzchak Avinu, because Yitzchak is midah adin, pachad Yitzchak. So it's coming that the din should be carried out, the justice should be carried out, and the neshama should get the tikkun that he needs. Or it's coming from the tzad of Yaakov Avinu, which is midat tiferet, which means there are times that the neshama has done a mitzvah, but the mitzvah was not done by shelemut. Yaakov Avinu is a midah of shelemut. The neshama comes back, this way the neshama will have a chance to be mashlim, to complete that shelemut. For example, Arizal says that a person who does not finish Shas, the Chayav, would have to come by the Gilgul till finally throughout all the different Gilgulim would be able to finish Shas. So that is not an Avera, but is a lack of Shalemut. So that is coming back to be Mekayim, that lack of Shalemut. So here it says that Boaz was saying that I am carrying out all three aspects for Mahlon. Why? Because Machlon, mitzad, the act of chesed that they need to do with the,
they had money and they didn't do it.
Well, let's go do it. That's a little bit out of order over here. They didn't do chesed with Bnei Dora. They did not do chesed with their generation. They should have stayed in Eretz Israel. And they should have davened, or they should have done different things, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away the famine. They did not do that. So it's a chance of... So here, the Neshama gets a chance of doing chesed with the whole Kelal Israel. No, the Neshama of Machlon. Because through root, when the child comes about, the child... would be, or the whole process of bringing the child about was through chesed. Gemara Chazal say that Megillat Rut does not have in it any mitzvot. Doesn't teach you any mitzvot. So why was Megillat Rut written? Chazal say, because from the beginning to the end, it talks about chesed. Wants to teach you the importance of chesed. Gemilut Chasadim. It's the Sefer of Gemilut Chasadim. So here they did not do Chesed. So they came back that now, through whatever Oved and Yishai and David and the descendants that are coming from them, they should be able to do Chesed. That's the tikkun of the Chesed. The tikkun of the Avera was the fact that they married, or Machlon married Isha Moabit. He married someone who was not Jewish, and that's an Avera. And a tikkun of that was that the child should come back for the tikkun of the Avera that her father, the neshama of her father did. The neshama should come back to go through the tikkun. And three, since the mitzvah of tzedakah was not done by them properly, they ran away because they didn't want to give tzedakah. So they were not doing tzedakah properly, even though they were tzaddikim. But they did not do the mitzvah of tzedakah properly. So they came back that this way they should be able to complete the mitzvah of tzedakah.
So which one is the
parent? All three of them, for all three of them, this yibum is taking place.
Okay. which of the three things is a tiferet? I understand the chesed.
Tiferet is the completion of mitzvah tzedakah. Because you can't tell me they never gave tzedakah. Obviously they gave tzedakah. Right? But over here, when people needed the tzedakah, you know, they were afraid that now if you give tzedakah, we're going to lose everything. We're not going to have. So they left. So the mitzvah of tzedakah was not shalem. This was an opportunity to do the mitzvah of shalemuta.
Every sefer not has to teach us something?
Yes.
A mitzvah.
Some concept, something.
So it's teaching us over here is yibum and other stuff?
The yibum we learn from Torah. I don't need here.
Ten people.
So Eicha, everything.
Huh? The 10 people is Al Chavshim Sinai. Or it's the kind of the Rabbanan, depends on how you learn in the Nisruim, what the Nisruim is.
So every Sefer of Nach is some sort of mitzvah.
The Gemara says, the Gemara in Megillah says, that if it wouldn't be for the fact that when Israel did Chataim, we only needed Sefer of Torah Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Yehoshua. Because Sefer Yehoshua tells us the division of Eretz Israel. We didn't need any other Sefarim. That means every other Sefer that is ever written is because there is coming to answer or cover a deficiency in Kilal Israel.
And that is for history.
No, history. We write history. Yeah? History, go get a history book.
But it has to be authenticated.
Huh? Authenticated from the history, but that's not a history. You know, the best example of it is, the best example of it is Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther, after goes through the whole story, says, "V'chol ma'ase tochfo gvurato ufarashat gedurat Mordechai asher gidel lo amelech." You want to know the history of Achashverosh's strength and the fact that Mordechai came to power. All of that. Halohem ketuvim al sefer divrei hayamim l'malchei Mordechai u'paras. Aren't they written all in the books of history of Malchei Mordechai u'paras? You want history? Is there. We only wrote this Sefer of Esther to you to tell you what's going on behind the scene by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Esther Pani. But the history of it is all Malchei Mordechai. They have it in the Malchei Mordechai Paras.
So, I don't know if you can tell us just tell us how David came about. It has to be teaching us chesed.
Do we need to the whole book to know how David came about? And if we don't know how David came about, what's the difference? So give me a yichus, you know. Boaz married Ruth and Moavia. Finish. Give me the last pesukim, you know, last four pesukim. Ele told that Peretz. Peretz only that Chesron, Chesron only that Ram, Ram is that Aminadab, Aminadab only Nachshon, Nachshon only that Salma, Salma only that Boaz, Boaz only that Oved, Oved.
As much as we needed to know about Lot and his daughters, we need to know about Lot and Boaz.
Because they also need to learn the same thing.
What do we learn from Lot?
Whatever we need to learn about Moab. They are kasher you have on Chumash anyway. Why does the Torah have to tell me every detail in Chumash? Chumash is not Sefer Nach. Torah is Kula Shemot Yechusha Berichu. Torah is every letter of it. Yeah, Torah is not history. Torah is instruction. Hora'ah. Moreh. Torah is history. It's instruction. It's not history. Torah is teaching us every letter, every oath, every Kutsoshal Yud of the Torah is teaching us something. Here the Chazal say, we don't learn any mitzvah out of Sefer Rut, so what do we need it for? Gemilut Chasadim, to tell you the importance of Gemilut Chasadim. So here Boaz is being Mekayim, that Indian of Gilgul, as a tikkun from Machlon.
Boaz marrying Rut is a Gemilut Chasadim in the Sefer?
That's Gemilut Chasadim. The whole thing is Gemilut Chasadim. The fact that Ruth sticks with Naomi is Gemilut Chasadim. It says Chastech Acharon Min Arishon. The fact that Ruth devotes herself to Naomi, devotes herself to her diseased husband, right? That she wants to become a Jew. All of these things are Gemilut Chasadim. The fact that Boaz takes care of her is Gemilut Chasadim. The fact that again, Boaz takes care of her, even though he's not mechuyav to marry her, and do the yibum. It's Gemilut Chasadim. It's all Gemilut Chasadim.
How does Boaz have the halacha of Torah that's not in the Torah? It's only Navi. How can you have a halacha that is only in Navi, not in the Torah?
You never have a halacha that is only in the Navi, not in the Torah. The Gemara says that there are areas, things that are mentioned that we learn from the Navi. So the Gemara says that it was halacha l'mishem Sinai, at sheba, for example, Yecheskel v'asmechu akera. Yecheskel Hanavi came and hinted it, put it into the pasuk, but it was halacha from Shemesh Sinai.
Everything, all the halachot are not right now.
Everything, because the pasuk says the Ve'ele Hamisvot, right? So Ve'ele Hamisvot, Gemara learns that Ve'ele Hamisvot, these are the misvot. She'en Navi Rashay Lechadesh Davar Ma'ata. A Navi is not allowed to tell you any other mitzvot from now on. All the mitzvot are in the Torah. After the Torah, no Navi, no one can tell you any other mitzvah. Oh, by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell you a mitzvah in the Chumash, in the Torah. Here I came to tell you that.
Right, that's what I'm trying to ask.
Right.
So why didn't you just tell us where you find it? Or why didn't you just tell us that this is halacha? They hinted the pasuk to be able to have the halacha better?
No, Yecheskel wrote it for whatever reason he wrote it. The Gemara says, how did Yecheskel know it? Right? If you don't have it in the Torah, how could Yecheskel know it?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't it say that you can't be Mechadish? The Gemara says they did know it. But for whatever reason, Yecheskel felt that now is the time, or Hashem told him, or he felt, to write it down. But it was done, it was given to them, Halacha Shem Sinai.
Right, that's part of the
Pasuk. Right. Okay. Vatomarna Hanashim, and the ladies. Oh, one more thing I should tell you. It says that Hashem gave her herayon vatelet ben. Vayiten Hashem lo herayon vatelet ben. Hashem gave her pregnancy and she gave birth. Chazal say that Hashem gave her pregnancy. Herayon begematria is? Can you count? Herayon begematria is 271. Right? Herayon. Resh is 200. Right? Nun is 50. There you have 250. Right? Then you have a yud. That's 260. Then you have hey and vav. That's 11. That's 271. 271, these are the number of the days of pregnancy. If you want to know how long it would take for a lady to give birth, the normal number, or minimum I should say, if the lady gives birth in 9 months, not if she gives birth 7 months, she gives birth in 9 months, her pregnancy would be 271 days, which comes out to 38 weeks and 5 days.
From
the time of Tashmish. That's right. Now, so Chazal say, based on this number, that Chassidim Arishonim used to, the Gemara in Nita says, the Chassidim Arishonim used to be together with their wives only on Wednesday nights. Why? Because if they would do that, then the end of pregnancy would not fall on Shabbat. This way they would not have to come with a Chilul Shabbat. Right? So, they have a mitzvah of on a Friday night. I guess they were making the mitzvah on a Friday night when she would not become pregnant. Right? Or if they would be together Friday night, it wouldn't end up it would finish when?
Thursday.
And 5 days later, Thursday. So Mefarshim speak out that even though the husband and wife are together, but that doesn't mean that she will become pregnant that moment. A lady has a chance of pregnancy up to 3 days, 72 hours. Either that day or the next day or the next day. Right? So if they are together on Wednesday, she might either get pregnant, which is Wednesday night, which is Thursday. She might either get pregnant on Thursday, or she might get pregnant on Friday, or she might get pregnant on Shabbat. Right? And if it happens any of those days, she will not complete her 271 days on Shabbat, because the 271 days would be either on a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday. Right? And then if they're together on Shabbat, then the pregnancy would end either on a
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So that's why they were not together with their wives, but Lele Reviyot and Lele Shabbat. That's why Chazal say that Lele Revi and Lele Shabbat are the times that it would rain because people would not go out. Why wouldn't people go out? Because they were together with their wives, so they wouldn't go out. They wouldn't.
So
we can
says that.
Huh? That's my pshat. Okay. So but be it as it may, over here Mefarshim speak out that why does the pasuk have to say Va'itan Hashem lo herayon? Hashem gave her herayon, pregnancy, to say that her herayon was exact to the day 271. This way, everybody was able to tell that she did not get pregnant any other times by Boaz. She didn't get pregnant 2 nights ago when she went to the field, right? And Boaz said, wait, or whatever. There was no suffix that Boaz did not touch her. Nobody touched her in that moment. Haraya, she gave birth the earliest that she could from that night of the wedding. So
Gemara says you could give birth 7 months or could give birth.
Yeah, so 7 months is different. 7 months is Mekutayim. But 7 months before, 2 months ago, they didn't know each other. She didn't even know Boaz.
But it's not a riot.
She knew Boaz, but there was no shaykhs.
If she had been with him 2 days beforehand.
Yeah.
So earliest would have been 2 days beforehand. But it wasn't earlier, so it was 2 days later.
No, so they say, I understand. They say, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it exactly on that day? That's the Lashon. Why did they make it exactly on that day? To give him a hint, min HaShamayim, that Hashem is putting the stamp of approval, that this was, it was done, you know, the right time.
We still have up to 3 days to
plus
a minus.
Not
minus.
Plus, right.
So here.
Then, but why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it exactly then? Now, the 271 doesn't mean that is exactly when the baby is going to be born. It's a ishtadlut. Right? That's the earliest the baby will be born. It could be a baby will go over time. There are many babies who go over time. They're overdue. Right? So, nobody can really control the situation. It was a ishtadlut that they did. If Hashem wanted the medavka that the baby would be born on Shabbat, would be born on Shabbat? So people ask, you know, what should we do that a baby should not be born on Shabbat? So we tell them, good daven. Daven, well that's it. Right? But if it happened that it's going to be on Shabbat, be happy and go be mekan.
Should daven for it that it shouldn't happen?
No. Well, yes and no. Yes and no.
The key is in the hand of Hashem and Hashem wants it to happen. That
yes, but you should still daven that you shouldn't come to the Chilul Shabbat. Even
but
though...
Listen.
Let me explain. Listen. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on a Shabbat, even though if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on a Shabbat, there is a mitzvah pikuach nefesh, that a person has a mitzvah to get involved and do mimechal Shabbat to take care of his wife for giving birth, but it's still better that a person should not come to that situation. The Gemara says, what happens if a child is born on Shabbat? Mutav shechalelu Shabbat shechalelu alav Shabbat achat kedei shekayem Shabbatot harbe. Yeah, you know, it's mutav that we should be mechalel one Shabbat for this kid, but otherwise now the kid is going to be born, it's going to be mekayem so many Shabbatot. Mashma, it's not good to be mechalel Shabbat. Not lechatchila. Now, even though if it happens, you have to do it lechatchila. But it's better that it should be avoided, that a person should not come to that.
That's a different discussion.
Huh?
Or Hashem do something.
Hashem could do whatever he wants. Okay?
Could I give one more time, read the Pasuk
of Yud
Aleph, and translate
through the way? Yes. All the people who were at the gate, Vaz the Kenim, and the elders, they all said, Edim, we are witnesses. Because he said, you're witnesses. He said, yes, we are witnesses. Yiten Hashem et ha'isha aboel betecha. Hashem should make this lady who's coming to your house, ke Rachel uchlea, like Rachel and Leah, that both of them, asher banu shetem, that both of them built at Bet Israel. Va'aseh chayil be'efrata, and you should be successful in Efrat, ukra shem be'bet lechem, and should call a name be'bet lechem, which means the name should go out. The name should be it should be, I don't want to call it famous, it means they should have a good name.
What's
Efrata? Efrata is the name of a land in Beit Lechem Yehuda.
In the best land or something?
No, I mean, we call it Efrat.
Yeah,
so Efrati means Chashuv. Over here, Efrata is a place. Like Rashi says, Ukra Shem, Kelomar Yigadel Shemcha. Your name should become big. Your name should become great. Vi betcha kebet peretz, and your house should be like the house of Peretz. Asher yalda Tamar Yehuda, that Tamar gave birth for Yehuda, that child, that Peretz. Min hazera asher iten Hashem lecha, from this child that Hashem will give you, min ha-naharaz, from this lady. That means the child that would be given to you from this lady should be like Peretz that Tamar gave to Yehuda.
The bracha has a problem. See, when Yehuda and Tamar they were together, was it the right thing or it was not the right thing?
What's the difference?
Because if it's the right thing, the bracha is good.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu worked it out to be the right thing. The man said, Peretz was a melech, right? Yehuda.
Did they know at the time yet? They don't know yet.
Who?
Did they know that Peretz is going to be the king?
They know that, sure. That's what's called Peretz. That's why he gave him Peretz. It's the Peretz Gezer. He is the Malchut. Peretz is family of Malchut.
It's going to be Malchut.
That's right. That's why Elimelech, his name was Eli Tamo Malchut, because he came from Peretz. They knew that Malchut comes from Peretz.
So here they're admitting that the relationship of Tamar and Yehuda was a good thing.
Of course it was a good thing. Of course it was a good thing. Yehuda didn't know what was going on. Tamar did the right thing because she wanted to have a child. She wanted that Yibum should be fulfilled. And she knew she had no other choice. She did what she did.
Meaning I get it no matter what.
No,
that's
I don't. I don't like the way you said it. You have to allow me to put all those in perspective. Vayikach Boaz et Ruth, pasuk Yud Gimel. Boaz took Ruth vateilo leisha. She became his wife. Vayavo Elah. He came to her. Vayiten Hashem lo herayon. Hashem gave her pregnancy. Vatelet ben. Vatomarna hanashim el Naomi. Lady said to Naomi. Let me. No, you should have said Vatahar. Every place in the Torah says Vatahar. Vatahar Vatelet Ben. Vayiten Hashem lo herayon. Like, what does that mean? That Hashem gave a herayon. Vatahar Vatelet Ben. Vatomarno Anashim. Ladies said, El Naomi, Baruch Hashem, Ashelo Hishpid Lach Goel Ayom. Hashem is blessed, who did not stop from you a Goel today. Ve'ikare Shemo be'Israel. His name should be called among the Jews. What kind of a lashon is this that the lady said? Ve'ikare Shemo be'Israel. His name should be called in Israel. So Malbim says that they were telling her two things. They were telling her that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done two great things for you. One thing Hashem did for you is that Hashem took care of the Geula, the Yibum for you. This child who was born, right, is a Goel for you today. The mere fact that this baby is born today, just the fact that the baby is born, doesn't matter who this baby is going to be. The fact that the baby is born today, this baby is a fulfillment of the Yibum of your son. Then the Shema came back. That tikkun took place. That's Hayom. Asher lo yishvid lecha goel hayom.
Hayom is the day of the giving birth?
Yeah. Today that they gave birth, that's what they told her. She just gave birth. Yeah, the ladies said to Naomi, Baruch Hashem, that today you got fulfilled. What was fulfilled today? The fact that that the child was born, then the Shema came back. And more than that, Be'ikare Shemo be'Israel. Be'ikare Shemo be'Israel means that in the future, she should be somebody in the future. Be'ikare Shemo be'Israel means the future. She should, the boy should be someone who is going to have a gadlut in the future. So there are two good things that are happening to you. One thing is that the neshama came back. And not only that, since this child is a child that came from Boaz, obviously is a child that's going to have a malchut in the future. So his future would be good. It's good that he came back, and his future would be good. There are two things that they're saying.
How come Dafka babies were the ones who were sensitive to
them? Because they're saying it to her. Men were not talking to ladies, I guess, those days.
I'm sure she had relatives.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies are around there. They're the ones who are talking. That's where it came from. That's right. The Ayah Lach Lemeshiv Nefesh. And he should be for you, this boy, should be for you, Lemeshiv Nefesh. Literally means someone who would comfort you, who would calm your soul. Calm your soul. So Malbim says the Meshiv Nefesh over here means Meshiv Nefesh. He is the one who returned the Nefesh. He is the one who brought the Neshama back, this kid. The Meshiv Nefesh. Right? So Ulchalkel says, so this child will be for you, a Meshiv Nefesh. Ulchalkel Sevatech, and he will take care of your old age. That means later on, we'll take care of you. Because you don't have any son to take care of you when you get old. You're going to have a grandson to take care of you when you get old. Ki kallatech asher ahevatech yeladatu, because your kalla who loves you gave birth to him. In other words, don't think that your kalla is going to, your daughter-in-law is going to take him away from you. But rather, she loves you. That's why she gave birth to him. Asher hii tova lach mishiva banim. She herself is good for you, better than seven sons. So, don't. In other words, this child really would be your child, your old age. Vatikach Naomi et ayelet. Naomi took the child.
First place, Meshiv Nefesh is the first place that we see that Neshama is coming back. The Indian of Neshama coming back is the first.
In over here.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Is it every Yibum the Neshama has to come back?
That's what Yibum is. So the Yibum is that the Neshama comes back.
If the person died olden age or whatever it is, that he lived a full life and he had mitzvah, just he didn't have any child to Nechayim.
Come back.
So he has to come back? So which part would he fit in?
Of those three things? I have no idea. I guess, you know, without a child, the person is not really fulfilled, so he's going to have to come back to be Mekai and the child.
That is
huh?
Now, wait, why are they telling Naomi these things, that you have a goal today? They should have said this to Ruth.
It's her child that is coming back. It's her child that
but
is getting tikkun. It's her child that is getting... Root, it's her machlon that is getting tikkun. They're telling you, your machlon got tikkun.
But before, when Ploni and Boaz are arguing who is a goel, it's regarding Ruth. So goel, when you use the...
No, word, I know.
It's regarding Ruth.
I know, but this...
You have a goel...
Pashut Peshad is this. Goel is not for Ruth. The goel was for Naomi. Because Naomi was the one who yashined. You have the chart of the Yerusha. Naomi was the one who yashined everything. She needed goel. Ruth also needed a little bit goel for the little part of the ketubah that she had. Naomi got a whole Yerusha. The real goel was for Naomi, not for...
Goel for what?
For the land that she sold, or she was going to sell. You have a sure on that.
Okay.
All those lands. So that was the goel. The Ruth was sort of a tag-along to this Indian of Yehula. That's the Pashut Peshat. Malbim says, the goel over here is a hint to the Yibum that you have goel ayom. Today, you had someone who saved the neshama of your child, brought it back. And v'hayolach lemeshiv nefesh will be for you a meshiv nefesh, a nefesh that came back. Ulchakel et tzevatech, and to take care of your old age, because your daughter-in-law was the one who gave birth to him. This thing I spoke last time. And the neighbors called the name of the child. Hafle Vafele, you're going to hear this. Yulat. Naomi took the child, put it on her lap, and she became omenet. And last time I told you that she actually nursed him, that was a nest, to show that this was really the neshama of her child that came back. Who gave a name to this baby?
The neighbor.
So Chazal say Boaz died that night. That night Boaz died. So who gave the name? But Tikrano Ashekhenot Shem Lemor, Yulad Ben Le Naomi.
That night or the night of
like, after? No, that morning, the next morning.
271 days before?
That's right. The night after he was with Ruth, the next morning he died. But Tikrano Ashekhenot Shem Lemor, the Shekhenot gave a name to the baby. Right? Saying, Yulad ben le Naomi. A child was born to Naomi, but Tikrena Shemo Oved. They called her name Oved. Who Avishai Avi David. Why didn't Ruth give a name? I saw a half of the Gipshat. Because if you remember, Al Shech HaKadosh said that Ruth, this is Chidas's Gipshat. That Ruth was the Gilgul of the daughter of Lot. Daughter of Lot, the older daughter. The older daughter, after they had a baby, she named the name of her child Moav. Why Moav? Me'av, from my father. The second daughter called her child Ben Ami. Right? She didn't want to say Ben Avi, because you have such an audacity to go and say that it came from my father. So it's Ben Ami. So Rashi says that she was more Sanua. Right? So here, Ruth, who was the Gilgul of the older daughter of Lot, when it came to naming the child, she kept quiet. This was her tikkun. She said, I'm not going to name anything. Right? That's a tikkun for what, for that name that I gave, that maybe that name was improper. Now, you know that story with Rav Moshe Feinstein?
Yeah.
No.
Why was it improper?
Okay. So, story is that a fellow comes to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Now, Moshe Feinstein, we're not talking about 300 years ago and say this is a legend. This is the Master Shaya. Comes to Rav Moshe Feinstein and he tells him he had a dream the night before. What happened was that this was when Rav Moshe was in Russia. What happened was that the Russian government had decreed that people should not get together to have learning, but people wanted to have shatim. Different things. So they would gather by Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe would give him secretly a shiur on Chumash, Friday night. So Rav Moshe gave a shiur, and then afterwards, this guy was sitting, and he started saying that, you know, how could it be? How could it be if someone is going to say, you know, Moav, Minav, you know, my son is from my father. Right? So Chazal say that, you know, should have been a little more sensitive. But how could you say that? So, sort of he made fun. So he said, the next morning he comes to Rav Moshe, very distraught. He says to Rav Moshe, last night I had a dream. The dream was that two ladies, covered completely head to toe, came to my dream, and they told me that they're daughters of Lot. And they want to take me to Beit Din Shel Mala for Edin Torah. Why? Because I said Lashon Hara about them. And they said that you don't understand why we named our child the way we named our child. Because we could have easily, nobody was around, right? Nobody knew that we got pregnant from our father. We could have easily declared that we have become pregnant miraculously, right? And give birth to another Yashka. And our child could be a miraculous child that came from God, right? We Bedafka did not want to do that. We didn't want people to have any other ideas, and that's why we named our child a name that was really embarrassing. But we did.
Where is this story?
The story is brought down by a couple of people. Rav Yaakov Galinsky says he heard it from Rav Moshe. Okay? He spoke to Rav Moshe about it. And he heard it from Rav Moshe. And I think Rav, the son of Rav, I think Rav, Rav, Rav Yechin Michel Stern also brings it, I think. You saw it in the Igros Moshe itself? Okay, so I didn't see that. Okay. So he said that, and they told him that he's not going to survive the next day. I just came to Rav Moshe to tell him that. And this guy's tongue started blowing up so much that he got suffocated and he died. That Shabbat.
But how come he didn't do Hatavat?
No, Hatavat Chalom. It's not that. This is that they're taking him to Din Torah. You know, Hatavat Chalom. Hatavat Chalom is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a message. Ask me casually, I don't know. I'm telling you this mass. Okay? But even though, I'm just saying, even though they had this good Kavanah Lemaise, Chazal say that the younger daughter was a little bit more sensitive about the name that she picked. So on that, the Chida says that over here, in order to be Metaken, that Nekuda, she did not call her own child a name. Why didn't Naomi give him a name? I don't know. So the ladies gave him a name.
What she did?
Nobody. Minav, this is a child from my father.
That's a problem. She had Shadrach Kavanah.
Right, Kavanah. You know, her sister had a better name. Ben Ami. It's a little bit more covered. That's what Chazal said.
Why Ovid? Why the name Ovid?
Vatikran Hashemah Ovid. Who Avishai, Avi David. I did not see any pshat why they call him Obed. He's the son and father of Ishai, who's the father of David.
Maybe they named
him. Huh?
We could give a pshat ourselves. I just gave him myself.
Okay. So let's finish up the sefer. Ve'ele toldot Peretz. These are the toldot of Peretz. Peretz holidet Chetzron. Chetzron holidet Ram. Who is Ram? Ram is the brother of Caleb. Caleb had two brothers. One of them was Ram. Aminadav? No, I'm sorry, not Aminadav. Aminadav is his son. No, there are three. No, he brings it. Ram means elevated. There is, oh, there's a post, I don't remember. Okay. So Ram was Caleb's brother. Ram holidet Aminadav. I'm just telling you so you know where everything fits. The Ram holidet Aminadav. Aminadav holidet Nachshon, Nachshon holidet Salma, Salmon, who is the Salma, holidet Boaz, Boaz holidet Oved. Ve'Oved holidet Ishai, Ishai holidet David. Chazal say that till Salmon, all the people who were mentioned are Nesim. Right? From Salmon and onwards, you are dealing with Melachim, which means that 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 the level is going up as they're getting closer and closer and closer to David. The level goes up. Till here, they were Nevi'im. They went and said they were Nesim. They were Nesim in the Midbar, other places. From Boaz, who was a Shofet, Boaz was the first one who was a shofet. He was not a melech really, but he was a leader of Klal Yisrael as a whole. And Boaz who leaded Oved, I guess Oved was also a big stature. Yishai, and from Yishai came David who became the melech. So it's going up.
Compared to when we say someone's closer to
Har Sinai. Yeah, over here, with the Gadut of David HaMelech, that's what it is. The Midrash says that Mashal Lema'adav Ardomeh, on this Pesukim, Mashal Lema'adav Ardomeh, to a king who was passing by a seashore, and a pearl fell off his hand into the sand. And he wanted to find it. How would he find it? He would get a sifter, and he would sift the sand, he will find the pearl. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going through generation till he would find David. You remember? Matzati et David Avdi. We said this way back. I found my servant David. B'shemen Kodesh B'shachtiv. I anointed him with Shemen Kodesh. Where did I find David HaMelech? Midrash says? Bisdom. In Sedom. And we said that Sedom was because Benod Lot and the whole development, all the way from Benod Lot to over here. So, Matzati, I found him. What does it mean I found him? I lost him. I'm looking for him. Till I finally find the right makeup that would yield to David HaMelech. So, Dorshe Reshum would say that Matzati at David Avdi, where did I find David? Bisdom. Right? Bisdom. So, what is Bisdom? I found David HaMelech. Where? Sedom. What is Sedom? Sedom is Samach Dalet Mem. Seuda de Melave Malka. Seuda de Melave Malka. Because Seudah Melave Malka is the Seudah of David HaMelech. So if you say this Hashem Yichud, on the Seudah Melave Malka, it's going to get David HaMelech. So that's the Dorshe Reshum, that the Sedom is Seudah Melave Malka. Nothing. It means that every Seudah of Shabbat is going to get somebody else. His Seudah is going to get David HaMelech. Madrig of David HaMelech. Seudah Malchut, huh?
The other three is
up in Seattle. Check it out. Alright. Rabotai, Tom and Ishnam, I should tell you that we only scratched the surface. The only Sefarim that I primarily used on this was, I mean, beside the regular Mefarshim on the Daf, was Malbim and Al Sheikh HaKadosh and Chazal. Midrashim. There is so much more Midrashim on this. And as I mentioned, Rav Shlomo Alkaviz has a Sefer, Bach has a Sefer. There are other Sefarim on this, other Perushim on this, but at least we have some kind of an understanding.
Why is it so massive to get Machlon's Neshama Beit, not Elimelech?
Elimelech has child as a child. He's no Yibum by that.
I know, but once the child dies, it goes
back. He's no Yibum.
But if the child dies, as if the father didn't have any children.
Doesn't matter, there's no Yibum. There's no Yibum.
No, I know, but I'm saying once we're not doing the real Yibum, so that the...
You don't do that. You don't do that. The whole concept doesn't exist. Even the concept doesn't exist. The concept doesn't exist.
The mitzvah doesn't exist, but the concept...
The concept also doesn't exist. Doesn't exist.
That doesn't have a child...
It doesn't exist. It's only for someone who doesn't have a child. Uzera enla. Enla ayenla.
But if the child dies before the father dies, then there's an evil for them.
Who told you that?